levels are rising. The ice caps are melting. Sea levels are rising.
This is a direct plea to humanity, cause there ain't gonna be another opportunity. Let's put it to the test, this democracy. Don't buy the stuff that's killing us. We are the consumers, so we have the power to make a stand. Supply will meet demand. So people, let's lead the way.
Welcome back to Eco Talk, where we're trying to lead the way out of the darkness into a greener America. In fact, our slogan is greening the red and blue states one show at a time. We also want to help you save energy and save some money this winter, which has certainly set in now that we're into December. And to tell us about one thing you could invest in, maybe buy it for someone on your list for Christmas or Hanukkah, is a tankless water heater. And we're going to find out more about how that works and what kind of savings you can expect. By checking in with Dan Maufoy. He is the Director of Product Marketing for Bosch Water Heaters. And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
What is an on-demand water heater?
Oh, an on-demand water heater, it's got a few names, a tankless water heater or an instantaneous water heater. But basically, it's a flow-through design water heater that does not store hot water. It only heats the water on demand. So your faucet acts as the ignition key, basically, to turn the water on or to turn the water off.
How long have they been around?
Well, they've been in this country for about 30 years, but they've been global for about almost 100 years now.
Are you one of the largest suppliers?
We are. We are the largest, yep.
And what has happened to demand in the last year or so as energy costs have gone up? Nothing like probably what we're going to see this winter.
Yeah, it's starting to skyrocket, really. I mean, we've been in this business since 1979 in the U.S., and for a long time, sales were quite small, but as Americans have become more energy conscious in the last 10 years or so, and gas prices have started to rise, that we've really seen sales take off quite a bit.
Now, what's the upside, what's the downside of a tankless water heater?
The three key upsides are energy savings, that instead of keeping 40 gallons is the most common size. Instead of keeping 40 gallons of water hot 24 hours a day, even while you're sleeping or at work, this just heats the water as you use it. So there's a lot of energy savings and therefore cost savings. There's also endless hot water. So since the water heater is heating the water as you use it, and when you shut off the faucet, it shuts off the water heater. But it's heating it as you use it. So as long as you're running water and as long as you have gas supplied, you're going to have hot water. So you can take 10, 30, 100 showers back to back. And then the third advantage is space savings. Because there's no storage of hot water, these things are about the size of a suitcase and they hang right on the wall.
What's the downside, if any?
The downside to be aware of is that because it's heating water instantly, there's only a certain volume that it can heat at any one time. So to size a tankless water heater, you need to size it according to the maximum flow demand. So whether or not you're, if you have a large family, for example, and three showers in the home and a washing machine, for example, you need to size the tankless water heater accordingly to be able to meet the maximum demand.
Okay, that's a good general description. We're going to get into the cost in a few minutes, but I want to bring in a member of the EcoTalk staff, Debbie Friedman, who is our director of outreach, and welcome her to this side of the mic because she happens to have one of your heaters, has for some time, and you'll probably be happy to hear is a big fan of them.
That's great.
Debbie?
Hi, thanks, Betsy. I'm so happy to be on the show.
Great to have you. So how did you come to own one of these?
Well, when we moved houses about 3 years ago, our water heater was on its last legs, and we were told it was an outdated, energy-sucking model. Also, we often have guests staying with us, and we were always running out of hot water. And I suppose I've always liked to believe that as a consumer and a citizen that the choices I make in everyday life can actually make a difference. I think if I didn't believe that, I'd go a little crazy. So,
and you wouldn't be working for EcoTalk.
And I wouldn't be working for EcoTalk. So I asked around, and it didn't take long for a contractor to tell me about the tankless water heater. And at first, I thought it sounded too easy. Why? There must be a catch. Otherwise, why wouldn't it be standard in all of our houses? But it turned out there was no catch. So it was just a great solution. And it's true. I never run out of hot water. The only thing is, since we got the water heater just after we moved in, I don't have a cost comparison, but it just always feels good to know I'm saving energy.
Well, it does sound like it makes a lot of sense. So, Dan, tell us, how many dollars will it set you back?
The purchase price tends to be about $300 to $500 more than a regular storage tank. And it can be more depending on the models, as I explained earlier, if you need a larger model to supply a high volume.
But then you start saving money after that, kind of like when you install solar panels on your roof.
Exactly right. And the savings, our products pay for themselves generally in 3 to 5 years. And it's designed with a 20-year life expectancy, which is about twice as long as a typical storage tank will last.
And you say there's also a tax credit available for people who purchase these?
Starting in 2006, the new energy bill provides for a tax credit of up to $300 towards the purchase of any water heater with an energy factor, which is a measurement of efficiency, of 0.80 or higher. And most of our products do meet that, so you can get a $300 tax credit just for buying the water heater.
Oh, finally we find a positive outcome from our energy bill.
Yeah, you know, isn't that a great thing?
There are some good things in it. That's good to know. So are you doing a lot of advertising to let people know about this option since people are really focused on their, you know, utility bills this winter?
Yeah, and there's been a lot of publicity lately. And as Debbie explained, that she hadn't heard of it for a while, so wondering why it's not in everybody's homes. And really, it's an awareness issue. And most people in this country are just becoming aware. And part of that is that gas prices are going up, where they're starting to ask questions of, is there a better way to heat my hot water?
Why can't we make these standard in all new homes and renovated homes?
I'm sorry?
Is there any reason why we couldn't make these standard and make this not the alternative, but the way we heat water?
No, that's exactly what we're trying to achieve. And in fact, in Europe and Asia and South America, that is standard.
They're much smarter than we are.
They're a little
but we're
bit
catching
advanced
on
the energy efficiency front.
We're catching on. Okay, so I'm sure you are expecting more growth, and we hope you get it.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's good for the consumer. It's good for conserving energy. And Debbie, you've enjoyed it for your family as well.
I love it.
Okay, have you told your friends about it and spreading the word?
I'm telling all my friends, and I actually did hear one other drawback from a friend who has a teenager, and he said, the only problem is that you can't really tell your teenager to not take these long showers and they don't run out of hot water, which makes them set. But no, I'm kidding. It's really been fabulous.
You got a few years before your kids are teenagers,
exactly.
So you're okay. Thanks for joining us. We've been speaking with Debbie Friedman, EcoTalk's very own director of outreach and sometimes co-producer. She does a lot like we all do in this small team of ours, and including being interviewed, as well as Dan Mofoy. He is with Bosch. They have the tankless water heater. He's the director of product marketing. You're probably going to be hearing more about these. You might want to look into it yourselves. I found out about it because my husband said he heard something on the radio, and he said, look into that. You're the energy conservation czar in our family. So I'll have to go get one for our family as well. Thanks for joining us, both of you. And you're listening to Eco Talk. We'll be back right after these messages. Actually, no, this is, time flies when you're having fun, the end of the show. Go out and have a great green week. We'll catch you next time. And in the meantime, check out our website at www.ecotalk.net. Find out all about today's topics and guests and even more.